You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. I'm Richard McIntosh, and today, a tribute to the life and ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith. On the phone, we have Franklin Graham. Franklin, welcome to the K-Wave Radio Network.
Well, thank you.
Great to have you with us. You know, you come from a great radio family and a great radio tradition, too.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have been a part of some of my father's broadcast, especially with his radio ministry. And, you know, Chuck Smith was a great man, and I was glad to have him as my friend.
Well, I can remember as a kid with a newspaper route on Sunday morning when the weather was bad, my dad would drive me around to pass the papers, and we would listen to the Hour of Decision out of WLW in Cincinnati on Sunday mornings.
Well, during those days, God used radio, my father's broadcast to reach many people. And what I loved about Pastor Chuck was his vision for radio, not just there in Southern California, but across the country, and taking some of the great preachers of this country and putting them on the air, some of the great Bible studies, so that people in small towns and small communities, areas where they were not able to come to hear Chuck or some of these other pastors, could still get the clear, sound Bible teaching.
Why is the teaching of the Word of God so important?
Well, it's the only thing that matters. And what I appreciate about Chuck, not only was he a friend and a supporter, but Chuck loved God's Word. And he loved to teach others. And I'm one of these who has benefited from Chuck's ministry. When I first met Chuck, he gave me the entire Bible on cassette tapes. Actually, it was Greg Laurie who got those tapes for me. And I began to listen to Chuck as I would drive to here in the mountains of Western North Carolina going somewhere. I'd put a cassette in, and I would listen to a couple of chapters of Chuck's teaching. And how much that meant to me, and it still means to me, because I still listen to Chuck. And I'm so grateful for his life and for his legacy, and I just thank God that there's so many pastors out there today that are carrying on with what Chuck started, and that's just teaching the Scriptures verse by verse, starting from Genesis to Revelation, and I just thank God for that.
Well, we appreciate you calling in so much. Your dad's ministry's got a special coming up a little later this year. In fact, it's not that far away.
No, it's this November the 7th. It's My Hope America with Billy Graham. It's a 30-minute program. It's probably the best program. I just watched it today. It's the best program, I believe, that we've been able to do at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It is powerful. Fox News is going to carry it. And there's other stations across the country that are going to carry it, but it is a powerful evangelistic program. And my father is, I believe, here he is at 95. He's got a burden for this nation that it repents from its sin and it turns to Christ by faith.
And that's on November the 7th.
November the 7th. That's his 95th birthday. And so they can go to our website at thebillygraham.org and find out the local listings in your area what time it'll be on.
Well, Franklin, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it so much because we know how busy you are, and just and God bless your ministry. And we just pray that God will bless the program coming up on November 7th. And just again, thank you.
Well, we pray for Chuck's family and that he's left behind. My father wanted me to convey his love to the family, and the entire family are in our prayers.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Franklin Graham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.